KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
14 motorists have been nabbed for drunk driving in Maritzburg.
In Pietermaritzburg alone, they were arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol, and the MEC has given the RTI team the order to intensify the multidisciplinary roadblock and have no mercy.
KZN Transport's Ndaba Zinhle Sibiya says traffic officials stopped and checked motorists at roadblocks in the city last night. He says checks will be intensified throughout the festive season with a focus on vehicle roadworthiness, overloading, drugs and unpaid fines. Sibiya says last night's 15-vehicle pileup near the Marion Hill Toll Plaza resulted in a 7-hour closure of the N3.
The N3 Marion Hill Toll Plaza and Durban Bound Lane was finally cleared and opened to traffic around 2 a.m. As reported last night, the Zimbabwean driver succumbed to injuries and died. Other motorists and passengers were taken to different hospitals in Durban.
Meanwhile, all roads seem to lead to KZN for the festive season. According to the N3 toll concession, around 1,400 vehicles per hour have been recorded passing through various toll plazas since this morning as tourists and visitors travel to the province. NSFAS says prospective students who need funding have until midnight tomorrow to submit their applications. Higher Education Minister Nombuhle Nqabane says since September, the scheme has received close to 740,000 requests for financial assistance. She's encouraged those who still need to apply to visit the NSFAS website for more information.
I just want to appeal to all of us to go out in numbers and apply for NSFAS so that we don't leave anyone behind. The application process starts at grade 9 to grade 12. I just wish all of you to succeed.
And a federal appeals court has denied a request by TikTok to delay its potential ban in the U.S. Earlier this year, President Joe Biden signed a statute requiring the company's Chinese parent ByteDance to sell the platform over national security concerns. TikTok is expected to appeal the mid-January deadline until the Supreme Court can review its challenge of the statute. Here's a look at tomorrow's weather forecast. It's back to the heat for us in KZN. Durban's reaching a max of 31 degrees, Richards Bay 34, Maritzburg 37, Margate 30, Ulundi, Kokstad and Newcastle 35, Moira River 36, Ladysmith 38, 33 for the Berg. A level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms has been issued for the western parts tomorrow afternoon. Morning swells are reaching 2 metres in Durban with sunrise at 10 to 5.